outside is frightful.
Yeah.
But the fire is so delightful.
Yeah.
And since we've no place
the real question that needs to be asked.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping.
Not stopping. All right, and it is. It looks scarier out there than it actually is, except visibility is bad. So if you're on the expressways, it's not such a good situation. But we're not expecting Tom Skilling, who, if anybody knows the answer to this, it's Tom Skilling, says we're not going to get more than a dusting or an inch, maybe 2 inches out south. But it should be. It's going to pass through very quickly. But it's snow globy out here. Snow globy. All right, did you see this? There was a big announcement by the Attorney General of the state of Illinois, Lisa Madigan, today, that the state of Illinois is coming into some dough because there's $1.375 billion in a settlement from the mortgage crisis back in the late 2000s. Now, what does that mean? Is that real money? What happened there? And as soon as I see the word mortgage, all I think about is David Hochberg, and he stands by on the Super Celebrity Hotline. And I just want to figure out, David, first of all, can you explain a little bit of where this money came from?
Sure. Good, and thank you for having me on, Ro. It came from a $1.375 billion settlement that the feds tagged S&P for, basically saying that all the subprime loans that were written between 02 and 07 before everything collapsed were good loans when they were really garbage. So they went after, you know, Lisa Madigan and the attorneys general throughout the United States have been going after different culprits through the mortgage meltdown. They went after the mortgage brokers and flushed away a lot of my competition, so I want to thank her for that. And then she went after the banks for creating the products. And now her and the other attorneys general are going after the people that underwrote the loans to basically tell the investors that they're buying A-plus paper when they are really buying D-minus garbage.
Well, let me ask you this. Now that this money has been collected and is being spent by the government, the question is two things. Is the mortgage industry safer as a result? And does this impact rates?
It won't impact rates. Well, here, I'll answer the first question first. Is the mortgage industry safer and is the American public safer? Yes. I mean, we are under lockdown with regulations and new guidelines to get a loan. Not only do you have to give W-2s, bank statements, and pay stubs, but also a DNA sample in order to make sure it's you. So, the lending today is a lot tighter than it was in 07, 08 when everything went kablooey. Are rates going to go up? No, this has nothing to do with interest rates. Interest rates fluctuate every day based upon the economy and world events. And this is just, you know, Standard & Poor's. Think of it like this. They're going to write a check, Ro, for $1.375 billion. That's with the B, okay, which means that this money has been set aside. It's going to come right from Standard & Poor's. It's not coming from the banks. It's not going to impact the market at all. It's not going to impact interest rates.
Okay. That's all we care about, and hopefully that money is going to be spent wisely. I'm never quite sure if it ever is, because especially in Illinois, right? You know, they always tell us it's always going to help the kids, no matter what it is in Illinois. They tell us it's going to help the kids,
the schools,
no matter what. We should have schools made out of gold bricks based on the promises they've made to us, but it doesn't seem to work that way. All right, David, thank you very much. Appreciate you explaining that to us. David Hochberg, of course, Townstone Financial, a big friend of WGN, and I appreciate your time here. We're going to talk to you next week as well. Thank you, David.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, there he goes.